All righty. Well, today is Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. I'm Ann Strong. Here we are with our integration call for Strong From Within. And let's go ahead and go into our opening to get started. So this one is called The Happy Privilege of Being Me. And it's from the forthcoming book, Strong From Within. Never before, never again, brilliant, brilliant shining now, illuminating, sacred opportunity, expressing the beloved known as me, entrusted to nurture the beloved into the fullness of divine glory, bringing forth the brilliance of this beloved, the entire universe uplifted by this beloved's presence. Brilliant, brilliant, shining now. Never before, never again. Brilliant, brilliant, shining now. Yay! So, Gina was asking me, thank you.
Did you write that for me?
As always, I must be my first client. You must be my second. Yeah. So Gina was asking me before we got started if we needed our worksheets, which is hilarious since last week we did nothing near our worksheets. So, hey, this week maybe we could. So have you, Janet or Ephraim, had a chance to look at or work through any of the materials? I have a sense of where it would be useful for us to jump in.
I have not done that yet.
Cool. Janet?
I did the first one, the little numbered one, and then I was working on the second one, but that's as far as I got.
Okay.
So I was on my why questions.
Okay, gotcha. And Gina, how about you?
Nope. I looked at them, though.
All right.
I don't have, you know, if I could do a magic wand, I'd like them to where I could input the stuff on the computer, because I don't have a printer right now as a little gypsy. So I either need to manifest a printer, manifest a Kinko's card, or I guess maybe I could handwrite it all in a journal. There's that option.
All right.
Yeah,
I could use those with the little filler.
Yeah.
Because I made my own.
You made your own from that? I thought we made them from that, Janet. So apparently I did not end up making one that was fillable.
Yeah, you didn't.
Okay.
But that's okay.
All right. Well, but we will in the future because, you know, maybe you'd rather do it. So, Janet, thank you for sending those to Gina. There you go, Gina.
Thank you. I feel like a princess.
Oh, that's the best.
That is the best. I just saw you all in pink, sparkly.
All about me. I like it. Just as an Aries would. Let's carry on now. I'll mute.
Fair enough. So the first worksheet, the pre-forum self-assessment, it's interesting because I realized when I'd finished it all, I put in things that helped me feel strong from within. And, you know, they're sort of in categories, things about our body and our relationships and our strengths and our purpose and our business. But then at the last minute, I realized, oh, my goodness, each of you guys is going to have things for you that help you feel strong from within. And the point of the assessment is, I find, like any good coaching activity, it's a way to say, well, you know, am I shifting? Is it going in the direction I want? And it's for yourself. So whatever is useful to you, that's how you'll do it. And I'm finding this a very interesting process, me having individualization in my top five and a group thing by nature has to have some commonality. So as always, I'm very interested in your input. So Ephraim, I'm guessing that you haven't even looked at this particular thing. Is that right? The worksheet itself?
Yes, that's true. Well, actually, I looked at the first version a while back, and I imagine it's similar, the one where you're kind of raging. Yes. So I did look at that.
Okay, cool. And so, Gina and Janet, do you have it where you can have it in front of you?
I do.
Okay, thanks, Janet. Unmute, please, Gina. Yep.
I did. Gotcha. I'm getting it. Give me a second.
Okay. So, for any of you, what would be useful around this right now, since you're all in varying stages of what you're doing with it? Janet, did you tell me you finished the whole filling in the worksheet?
I did the one where you numbered your, whatever that first one was.
Yeah. The self-assessment where you say what your number is for I champion my unique gifts and the like.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And so in filling that out, do you remember, did you notice what came up for you, what was useful to you, what was not so useful to you, what you'd like fleshed out more?
I just realized that I'm not living in my strengths very well right now.
Okay. And go ahead.
I don't know. It was a good checkpoint for me to go, oh yeah, I'm not really doing that. I couldn't think of things to add on my own though, for some reason. But
really? Wow. I would have thought you, of all people, would have.
Well, you don't have sex on there.
Oh, well, thank you, Gina. If we added sex, what would it say?
Well, sex or self-pleasure, you know, I mean, you know me, it's just working with your sexual energy or sensuality you don't have on there. So I would be adding that for me, since that's a daily practice that would, I'm assuming this is kind of like what feeds me, what nourishes me, and so what am I lacking on right now, and what would I like to work on adding, right, or making sure it happens to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, for me, that I would definitely need to add that. You know, my oil usage, I would need to add that. Taking baths, I would need to add that. You know, stuff like that. But I would just do that. I would add it. There's a space for that.
Yeah, exactly. So, Janet, when you hear that and you know Gina and she would add those things for her, does that spark anything for you? Or are you still like, I don't know.
Yeah, the oil usage and stuff. I also think, now that I'm looking at it, there's not a lot of, like, if you're strong with your relationships with other people.
Good point.
Like how you're
and
relating to other people.
Yeah, but isn't it strong from within? Just about other people?
Well, it's an interesting point. The way Janet's describing it, I can relate to you, Gina, or you, Janet, or you, Ephraim, in a very strong from within way, or I can relate to you in a not very, you know, a people pleasing, a placating, and not saying what I want way. So I think I didn't originally have it on here because I was thinking kind of like what you're describing, Gina, but it totally makes sense. Our relationships are so important to our happiness. So wouldn't it make a difference if we were doing them in a more strong from within way? So
yeah,
those
I was thinking about the boundaries and things like for myself.
Okay, so you might add something that says, when I'm interacting with other people, I'm aware of and speak my boundaries, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this not because I sent you 15 emails of things I wanted to get done this week?
Yeah, let's go ahead and practice now. Is there anything you want to say to Gina? Not that we want to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, I am not dealing with any of those today.
So there, you put your boundary in place. That's excellent.
I like how specific you are with what you want to put on the list. Because, you know, it seems like taking baths and using oils could be grouped under something called self-care. And self-care just isn't as powerful when it is when you look at it broadly. It's like, oh yeah, self-care, what does that mean? And specifics like I'm going to use my oils really help to hone in on the important pieces of that.
You bring up a really good point, Ephraim. That was sort of the idea behind this in the first place. There's a bunch, like when I was proofreading it, I got to this section where it was about our core values and our gifts and our strengths and our business. And so I'm reading along and this one says, I know what makes me unique. And then the next one says, I own what makes me unique. And I literally thought it was the same thing. I'm like, why do I have this in here twice? And then I realized even the word own has a bunch of the same letters as the word know.
Uh-huh.
I realized they're completely different. You know, I can think all day about what makes me unique, but if I'm not owning it, that's a very, so like awareness has to come first, right? So that's the knowing. But then how well am I owning it? Oh, yeah, that's me. But I'm not living it. I'm not embodying it, you know? So that's kind of important. So it made me realize maybe the more specific, the better, because, you know, I'm never going to put baths on mine. Gina loves baths. I don't love baths. That doesn't help me at all.
I think it'd be really groovy. Do we have a Facebook group for this?
We will, yes. We certainly do.
Okay,
right,
cool.
Now it's in the thought bubble stage.
Awesome. I think it'd be really cool for us to like work through this and post like our wants or our specifics, because I think it would come across really, like I'm already saying on there, I want to drink more water, and that's not necessarily on there. Like maybe that isn't something that's an assessment, but in some ways my overall health and brain wellness totally change if I drank more water, and I would be at a, you know, one right now, not anywhere higher. So it might be kind of cool to.
I think that's a great idea. So by the time we meet the first week in October, I will have that up and running. And I think it would be great to have one of the threads be sharing the ones we put in, because even if I wouldn't add water because I drink a ton, but it might prompt me to think of something else like that, you know, that I want to eat more kale or whatever it is. So I think that's a great idea. So let's make that happen. And the specifics are great. Like that's kind of the whole point of the happy privilege of being me, you know, the way that I be me is so different than you, Gina. And to be putting a focus on it and changing it each for our own totally makes sense.
And I think it would be really great for me, I know, to like look at this maybe the end of December as I'm going into the new year or something like that. Like I probably will put I'm living, you know, in my core desired feelings or something. I know you have core values on there, which is great, but I work a lot with core desired feelings as well. And so I think it would be really great for me to review every, you know, maybe not every month, but every 3 months, or since this is an ongoing thing, mm-hmm. I think it would be for me to reevaluate to just see my progress.
Yes, I agree. And I think Alicia asked about that the first time. So this is a pre-assessment, when's the post? And of course, because this is a pilot program, I'm like, yeah, great question. And it kind of occurred to me that each season would be about right to check in and see. And then maybe there's some more of our own unique ones to add. And maybe some of the ones that really are consistently 8, 9, 10, it's like, okay, that's integrated. So now what else? So periodic reevaluation, I think, is important to get the most out of this. So what else? Anything else on this one, or do we want to move on to the next one?
I find that if my list gets too long, like I could get in here and I could make a list that goes for 3 pages, and then that 3 pages is overwhelming enough for me to be like, yeah, fuck it.
Right. So what do you need for it to be valuable?
I suppose maybe if it is 3 pages, I go through, I do some ratings, and then I pull out 3 or 4 or 5, and I'm like, okay, that's what I'm working on this week, this month, this quarter, something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of the intention.
I think it's a great idea. It wasn't something I'd thought of before, but I'm kind of like you, Ephraim. A handful would be plenty. Gina reminded me yet again last night to do cord cutting. And boy, I set alarms today. 4 of them, Gina.
Oh, great.
9/11, 4/11, 8/11, and 11/11. It's like, I am getting this handled. I am going to... It makes such a difference when I cut cords, and I don't remember until Gina tells me the next time, which could be months. So I am going to get my cord cutting number up. So I think that fits to what you're talking about, Ephraim. Like, out of this, it's nice to have the big picture, but then don't consider the big picture your to-do list. So pulling out a few, and you, did you say 4 or 5, Ephraim? Was that your number?
Yeah, and, you know, that number may or may not vary depending on how big something is or feels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is this could potentially morph into a, you know, like you were saying, I didn't organize this by groups because you didn't necessarily either think that way or didn't think it needed to. But, I mean, even like thinking about self-care, maybe there is a section on self-care that we make, that you have a few of these ideas, and then I put my oils in my bath and my self-pleasure ritual or whatever. And then, this is too much, I'm complicating it. But, you know, maybe I see on my whole thing, if I had it broken out, that self-care is like at a 2 and business is at a 10. And I could totally see there's a little thing that's off kilter right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it could be something like that if it morphed. But anyway, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. And I purposely didn't put in all things about everything in, like thinking about what actually causes us to be strong from within or not so strong from within. I guess in a way, everything does impact it, but I'm seeing now there's no money section at all, which, you know, I probably tend to be more strong from within when I feel like I've got a good relationship with my money, I've got a good flow with my money, all of that. So, interesting
isn't
thing
that
for
interesting?
A maximizer.
Isn't it interesting?
Did I didn't put
it
in?
You didn't put anything
yeah.
about money or sex, and they're both second chakra related. Huh.
Oh, geez, now we have to organize them by chakra.
Oh, I love it. Yes, chakra organization.
I see nothing wrong with that. I think that's actually pretty brilliant.
Yeah, I like
know.
It a lot.
I know. I should have known if I was going to start a pilot program with you guys as the piloteers, It wasn't going to be ordinary.
I like that.
All right.
I'm a piloteer.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, so luckily we have those fill-in-the-blanks for the moment. yes, so Gina, to address your second chakra question, yes, isn't that interesting? What else? Anything else for you guys around this right now, or do we want to go on to the other one? Do we want to go deeper with this one?
Move on.
All right. Thanks for your decisiveness.
Well,
so
I got a bunch of deliberators online.
Activator. Yes, activator. Let's make this snappy. So last week we spent the entire time on what strong from within means because I had started with the why but left out the what. So there's the second one is the what and why worksheet. And I know, Ephraim, you haven't done anything with it. Janet, you started with the whys. Do you have time to go into that or do you need to hop off the call?
I've got a couple minutes.
Okay. So do you want to point us to where you are?
I realized when I was doing this last night, I was getting really, really esoteric again about all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as I'm looking at them today, I'm thinking I probably need to kind of come back more into kind of what it's going to feel like in reality.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Do you have an example? Like, do you want to tell us what you did put in and then what you're thinking you might also want?
Well, like, what does it mean to me? I said I'm pure potential and I can create anything I want through my core natural strengths and intention. And I don't know if that really says anything or not anything.
Well, I don't know. How does it speak to you?
Well, I think it's the base of everything. I don't know. It seems a little esoteric at the moment. And maybe I'm just
in
more headspace today than I was yesterday.
Yeah. And no worries. I think the general intent of it is to have something that helps you. I don't know if motivation doesn't sound exactly right, but something that is kind of an anchor or a grounding for you.
Yeah, I like the grounding thing. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So maybe re-looking at it from how grounding is it for you and if you want to do it again. And honestly, I think with all of these, it's not a one-time thing. It's sort of like we're talking about periodically reviewing both what we're assessing and what number we give it for the assessment because it'll shift. I'm going to get this cord-cutting thing to be a natural part just like drinking water. You know, I don't have to assess or talk about drinking water, but man, so soon cord cutting will be the same way. So then we don't need to talk about that anymore. What's the next thing that's interesting and grounding?
Yeah. I think I always kind of get stuck on my why part. And like when I did, I know when I'm strong with within, those things resonate with me. It's like I'm doing the important things first. I'm alive and in the flow, and time and distractions fade away. I'm still sparkly, star shiny, and alive and shining my light. You know, those things, you know, I have enough money to live nicely and enough money to give. those make sense to me for sure. But then when I get to my whys, I get a little, I don't know, I feel like I don't have a strong why for some reason.
Hmm.
So was that statement that you said before, was that your why statement?
No.
No.
My why statement is a big jumbled mess at the moment. And, you know, I don't know, I'm going back to, like, you know, the core desired feelings and my values and all those things, and I get kind of, I don't know, I get kind of lost in what the real why is, I think.
Are you thinking about the why for your whole life or the why for the thing specifically about strong from within?
I'm probably thinking about my why for my whole life.
Yeah. That seems like that might get... Didn't we talk at some point before, maybe Ephraim, about it being heavy? The like big, big why felt heavy. And this might not be universally true, but okay, so I'm hearing some background noise from one of you guys.
Oh.
If you could mute.
Sorry, that was...
You were dragging a body across the room.
That
now
is what it
muted
sounded
yourself
like.
And can't.
Yeah.
And now you've muted, so you can't confirm or deny. Uh-huh. All right. Moving on. So I'm wondering if it helps to just chunk it down, like, if we feel into or if we notice, what's strong from within like and what's not strong from within? So when I'm not strong from within, I go back and forth, I feel worthless, I'm edgy, whatever it is. And then it's like, well, why is it important for me to not be those things? And so really just staying specifically with this area of strong from within rather than your purpose for existence or something. But also, I'm also wondering, I haven't had hundreds of people answer this question, but I have a kind of inkling that it might be variations of to be me. And then some people might be able to articulate what they feel or believe or know that means, because each me is different, and they might be able to say, well, I'll be me because I'll be doing this, this, and this, feeling this, this, and this, experiencing this, this, and this, sharing this, this, and this. I don't know.
You know, strong from within, and in terms of like that kind of concept of being me and various versions of it, those all feel like they are big, like they can be big.
Oh,
like, you know,
okay.
Coming, you know, like all that stuff could be tied into purpose and how I want to feel and why do I want to feel that and all that kind of stuff. I could answer like a less heavy, and, you know, that's not always a heavy answer, but, you know, why do I want to make a particular product, or why do I want to, you know, eat really well, or whatever it is? All of those things
mm-hmm.
seem like easier whys, because the strong from within why, that feels like a big why.
Mm, okay, gotcha. It's not too, I was imagining it was smaller than your whole purpose why, but maybe it's still way too big, that it's much more situational to even to make a decision of, do I want to do this particular thing or not? It's like, well, why do I want to do it? Why do I not? And then it's pretty clear.
Yeah. I mean, I think in the situational sense, it's a little bit more clear. And when I think about strong from within, and it might be like, you know, because my definition feels so big, what I think about strong from within, that's like tying into my core value and who I might want to be. And so I can sort of understand why that can feel big.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that I would do at the end. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
I mean, I am a kind of backward, and I like to, you know, start magazines from the back and stuff, but I feel like this whole process of me, I mean, you've started me on this journey of strong from within. I've been on it for a while, but I feel like if I was just starting this, I don't fucking know what strong from within is. And so I guess I could make it up in my mind what I would imagine I think it looks like. Mm. And I have a good idea because you've worked with me for a while, but I feel like this is a more an organically growing concept that is, I guess my language would be me fully being in alignment, which would be those, maybe I don't falter from my boundaries, whatever the little thingies are when I actually do this work would be, but I don't know if I would mm-hmm. know that. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does. What I was imagining, like, of course, I have an idea because I'm the one who started this strong from within thing, but I realized I don't think my idea is universal. I don't think it should be universal. And I think the reason I asked it in the beginning is I was imagining anyone who was drawn to it, anyone who says, oh, strong from within, yeah, I want that, I love that, then they'd have ideas for themselves about what that meant. So it's not like there's a right or wrong answer, like, oh, well, they only named a little bit of it, and here's the complete definition. It's like whatever called them to even notice it enough to be here, what's that about for them? So that's why I put it in the beginning. But
yeah,
I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
I just think it's funny that we're all kind of having a little bit of a hard time filling it out, and I feel like we've all done quite a bit of this self-development diving in work. It's kind of, I think it's, I'm kind of curious about it. I mean, granted, I don't think we've all sat down and put, you know, 2 solid hours of focusing on it to see what was inside of us, but it's funny, when you were talking about your why, of course I hadn't really read the worksheet, but I thought it was this, like, why for your business. Or what's my why, and that's kind of up for me right now, and I'm pretty triggered about it all. But then when you're like, no, what's your why for being for Strong From Within? And then I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I have to have a why to be in this, like, this group? Like, I don't understand. Like, are you kidding me? So of course, like I said, I'm a little bit triggered right now on the word why, Kool-Aid and all that.
Right?
Stuff.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's just skip the why for you right now.
Yeah. But it was, but as I started just listening to you guys kind of talk about it, I was like, gosh, this is something that I'm going to want to remember as I do the work. Or maybe this is something that I've got to revisit every week. Like when I do an internal process that you take us through, I got to remember, yeah, like I am strong from within when my developer is looking inside and not outside or, you know, whatever we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm sure I could make a list, but I'm not sure if it's going to be a super accurate one because I'm just digging into this whole strong from within thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Just some thoughts. Did we lose Janet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we did not lose her, but she did go off to her meeting.
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
I'm almost thinking that.
Go ahead.
I'm almost thinking that, like, kind of a cool way to approach this is, because so often it feels like, okay, if I'm going to sit down and write this and figure it out, then I have to figure it all out now. And if I just allow myself to, okay, strong from within, what does that mean for me today? And I have, you know, set a timer, I have 10 minutes to fill out this worksheet, I know I'm strong from within when, and I write those things down, and then I go, why, fantastic, and I make it fast, and I know, oh, I'm going to go back and do this next week or in 2 weeks, and I'm going to do it again, and I could, it could be a cool way to watch the definitions evolve and to watch myself evolve in what it means to be strong within, from within, and to practice it.
I love that. I actually think daily would be kind of cool if you, this is my, this might be something that I might do, but calling my strengths daily, like I am developer, I am empathy, I am activity, and then what is my why from strong from within, and why, or ask these questions just kind of as a quick, I mean, it could be even under 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minute
yeah.
daily practice.
Yeah.
Which feels heavy for me right now to have, like, add that to some sort of a daily practice that I'm currently not doing. But that feels interesting to me as more, of course, you know, I'm the ritual girl. So it feels interesting to me to create more of a ritual out of it, but working through my strengths.
Yes. I love that. And I think it's why I developed this the way I did, that it's not, we're not here to learn more material. We're here to dig deeper into ourselves. And so, of course, that isn't a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Right now, I'm doing a 15-minute meditation and a 14 meditation every day. And I didn't mean to do them both at the same time. And now I am. And I love it so much. And meditation, of course, is different than personal inquiry. But I can see adding that purely for the purpose of not to get the worksheet filled out perfectly, just to be more self-intimate, self-aware, self-connected.
Yeah, it'd be
whatever
kind of a
way
fun,
that happens.
It'd be kind of a fun mirror, you know.
Right.
Write your three whys. Why are you? How were you strong from within today? Or how? How would you like to be strong from within today? Or it might be
yeah.
a kind of a daily reflection question.
Reflection.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kind of like a variation on the gratitude journal. I got kind of like burnt out on the gratitude journal because, you know, I was just writing coffee and miles every day and, you know, then some other stuff too. And so then I, for a while, turned it into a miracles journal, so that had a little different flavor. And then I thought, oh, that's too big. So now it's a third kind of journal, which I don't remember what it is at the moment. So clearly that one hasn't soaked in. Mm-hmm. But the point is keeping it fresh and keeping it relevant. And so probably there's enough here to keep playing with, is my guess. Like this exact format the worksheet's in may or may not be the thing, so take it off road.
Yeah, because for me, I'd want to definitely put in how do I feel? How did it make me feel? You know, or was
yeah.
even your language of was I energized or was I depleted? And because I imagine even when I'm strong from within, I can feel depleted, but I would want to take it one step further and see how it's feeling in my body. But cool.
Do you mean like you could tell if you're engaging in something that is strong from within because of knowing how it feels in your body? Is that what you're describing?
No, I think I'm going into my ritual and I would add that inflection question of like, how did that feel in my body when I stood solid in my boundaries and said no? Even though part of me wanted to say yes, how did it feel? Was it energizing or depleting? Or did I feel solid? I mean, just for me, I think I would want to take it to noticing the body's
gotcha.
Response. But that's,
yeah.
that's my work, not necessarily strong from within work.
But
if I was doing it as a daily basis, I would definitely want to have that specificity. For me.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Evram, anything else from you before we close?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I got instructions that we're going to reread a piece of The Happy Privilege of Being Me in closing. So this is just a couple lines of it. Illuminating, sacred opportunity, expressing the beloved known as me, entrusted to nurture the beloved into the fullness of divine glory, bringing forth the brilliance of this beloved. And there you have it.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And, oh, Gina, because you'd asked about logistics, so we don't meet next week because we meet the first 3 Tuesdays of the month, and our next meeting will be on the, I believe it's the 4th of October, that Tuesday. And before then, we'll have the Facebook group set up so that we can start sharing some of this in that way as well. So thank you for bearing with me. Oh, I lied. The next Tuesday, the first Tuesday in October is the 3rd. So in October, we'll meet the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th. And
so
the
I
reason
am...
I was... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, the reason I was confused is we also are releasing new material on the 1st and 3rd Wednesday, the day after we do these calls. So tomorrow there will be new material for Module 2 in the password area. So
yeah,
I know it's a lot of...
I just saw...
You just saw what?
That we're supposed to send this to you, this form.
Yeah. And
okay.
No worries. You know, that's what I mean about there's a lot of details, and I'm not particularly on top of all of them, so we are working it. You know, the idea is of sending it to me is that you have a witness for it, and as there's more people in the group, not everybody's going to share everything that's on their form, you know, in this time. So if you're sending it in, I am receiving it and being a witness to it. Yeah.
For sure,
so.
For sure. I'm curious, is the, I mean, I just said Facebook group because I actually wasn't sure if we were going to have one, but is that, does that serve us all to have that on there?
Have
you know?
Which on where? To have the Facebook group at all or to?
Yeah.
It seems to me like it does because it allows things like, we're sharing some of our list in this recording, but it's a whole different format to share your list in writing where other people can see it. And it seemed like when we did it for the book group, it was really wonderful for that. So I'd planned on it all along. It's just that there were so many of these other logistics to put in place that, you know, it's not that big a deal to set up a Facebook group. So I think it does. Service. So
cool.
It wasn't just your idea. Yeah, I've planned on it all along, just hadn't gotten it started yet.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else about anything else from either of you before we close?
No. Ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
I didn't say ecstasy. Yeah, I didn't say that yet this call, so.
You're right. Of course
you
had to say it.
I better say that.
Throw ecstasy into the space. Excellent. Gina, do you want to throw a word into the space?
No, I'm just receiving. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to throw spaciousness in because I haven't said spaciousness yet today. Thank you, Ephraim, for pointing us in that direction. All right.
Absolutely.
So we'll meet same place, same time next time in 2 weeks from now. And, of course, if you're totally confused, as always, just ask.
Thank you.
Okie.
You bet. All right.
Good night.
Bye for now.
Bye.
All right. Good night. Bye.